Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. We cannot do this show without your continued support to help keep this show free. And one of the things you can do is support our sponsors. And we have some great sponsors this week. We have Audible.com and the Fanly Sports app. Enjoy this week's show.
Keeping the drinks cold and the grills hot. This is Tailgate Radio with your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Largent.
Welcome back to the Tailgate Party, Tailgate Nation. It's the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. On our 45th episode of Tailgate Radio, it has been almost a year since we started this show in this format. You know, we were on terrestrial radio for a while, then we moved over to satellite radio and couldn't find a home there. And so we have moved everything over to the world of podcasting and couldn't be happier. And we've got 45 episodes at the conclusion of this one under our belt. And we're going to try to do something really cool and special for our year anniversary, which will be coming up in a few weeks. And we're so excited that you have continued to support the show. Hitting that subscribe button on iTunes really helps us out. And another thing I think that would help out a lot, if you could do this, if you could just take a couple of minutes over at iTunes and write a review about the show. I'm not going to tell you what to say. I'm not going to even tell you to give us a good review. Just review the show and give some feedback, because we have new people listening to this show every week, and it would be very helpful to them if you let them know what you thought of the show. You know, this is not a, it's not a traditional interview show. We don't always interview celebrities. We do from time to time. We don't always interview well-known people, but we do from time to time. But we, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy doing this show is getting the opportunity to interact with the fans and actually have them tell their stories. And I think this upcoming year, we're going to be doing a lot more of that, where you're going to actually get to know some of the fans across the country that are doing big tailgate events or small tailgate events. But you're going to learn more about the backstory. And I'm really excited about that, because I think that it's going to give you guys some insight on, you know, some other aspects of this. We know about the cool gadgets, and we're going to continue to do that. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. And we're going to have the sports celebrities. But I think, you know, the content that we provide on the show each week is the fan-to-fan interaction. The fans that we interview on the show connecting with the fans that are listening. And I think one of the reasons why the show has become so popular and people enjoy it is because you do get to experience different traditions from colleges, from the NFL, from different sports, and also from different parts of the world. We've had guests on from the UK and Spain and Portugal and Australia. So you get to experience that aspect as well. And I think that ties in really well with this week's guest who we're going to have on the show. He is Mr. Lowell Moore, and he is the founder and executive producer of the What a Fan Sports Awards that are going to be coming up next month in Orlando. And he's going to tell us all about that and how that whole thing took place. It's very interesting, and it's a great place for the fans, the Tailgate Nation, the people that are out there supporting their teams, to be recognized. And so really, I think it's going to be a great interview, and I'm really looking forward to talking to him. I want to tell you a little bit about how I spent my last weekend. It was a great weekend. It was fun. I was in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at the Omni Hotel in downtown Fort Worth at the Podcast Movement. And what that is and what that was, first of all, it was a great experience, and I want to thank the people that put that event on. I definitely will be going back next year in Chicago, Illinois. So I'm excited to be a part of that. But I basically got to spend the weekend with some of the top podcasters in the world. People like Mark Maron, if you're familiar with him. He's got a show called WTF with Mark Maron. He made headlines a few months ago when he interviewed President Obama in his garage for his podcast. Met some great people there from ESPN, Turner Sports, the NFL Network, NFL.com, the NBA, and really just spent the weekend trying to get better at what I do. And it was a little, I had a great time because I did learn so much. But one of the things I learned was that the people that are really at the top of their industry in doing this digital on-demand content were learning as well. So I felt like I was amongst my peers, but also not in a position where I felt intimidated by being there with a lot of the big players, CBS Sports, ESPN, as I mentioned earlier. So it was a great experience, and I really feel like I got more tools to do a better job on this show, and I'm super excited because I really learned some things that I think you're going to enjoy more, some techniques on how the show is produced, and you know, better interviewing skills and things like that. So I know that's a little inside baseball as far as what we do here at Tailgate Radio and Game Day Media, but I felt like it was my first time there. There have only been two of them, and so I really feel like I just had a big takeaway that I am going to commit to do to continue to get better at this show and continue to bring you compelling content that you want to listen to. And I feel like spending my time and my weekend sharpening my skills was hopefully beneficial to me, but more importantly, beneficial to you, the Tailgate Nation, who continue to tune in and listen to the show every week. So I just wanted to let you know that that was how I spent my weekend, and it was a great time, and I certainly appreciate all the encouraging words I got from people that were listeners of my show. It was very interesting to hear who listens to my show and what shows I listen to, and meeting some of the people that host those shows. So it was a great weekend, and fun was had by all. We rode the mechanical bull out at the stockyards in Fort Worth and drank a few adult beverages and met a lot of people from all over the world, and it was just a lot of fun. I want to tell you, we're going to be doing some things with our website and are going to be updating and adding some new little hidden gems to our website and some cool new features to it. So if you get a chance to go to our website, we always encourage you to do so. It's at tailgateradio.com. Also our Twitter, which is really starting to get a lot of activity now that people are dusting off their grills and starting to reconnect their tailgate clubs. We're starting to get a lot of action there in the world of social media with our Twitter site. That's also Tailgate Radio. And we're going to be doing some live periscoping. And I don't know what that is, but we're going to be doing it. I'm going to be giving that a shot here in the next week or so. And we're going to be going to different events and maybe just have some time behind the scenes so you can take a look at the studio and see what we're doing here at Tailgate Radio. But we're going to be doing some periscoping as well. And we're also going to be jumping into the world of Instagram and Pinterest and some other things, because that's a visual media. And you guys have some cool stuff that we want to share with the Tailgate Nation. So we're going to be doing that as well. And speaking of which, by the way, we need more entrance into the Tailgate Club of the Week contest powered by Kielbasa Sausage. You know, we're going to be giving away a Kielbasa party pack each and every week starting the first weekend in September. And so we got some great feedback. We got some great emails and some photos and videos, but we need more. It's competitive right now. But again, let me remind you, with this Kielbasa sausage, Kielbasa brand sausage made right here in San Antonio, you can find it at Costco anywhere across the country. And if you're here in Texas, you can also find it at HEB locations anywhere you want. They're going to have delicious, slow-crafted, man, I smell it right now, Kielbasa brand sausage. I can just hear the sizzle. Can you hear the sizzle? Anyway, the Kielbasa brand sausage tailgate club of the week contest requires you to send us some information about you. Tell us about your club. Send us some photos, some videos. Let us know what's interesting or different about your tailgate club, or just tell us about some of your old traditions or new ones. We just want to know more about you, and we're going to, once you are featured, once you have been chosen by our committee, each week you're going to go up on our website. We're also going to invite a representative from your tailgate club or your whole tailgate club to be on the show for a segment each week during football season, and then we are going to deliver to you that slow-crafted, delicious Kielbasa brand sausage party pack to you and your tailgate club to enjoy on game day. So do that. Send that over to us at stuff@tailgateradio.com. That's stuff@tailgateradio.com. You can also send it to us at our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And we are so excited to be bringing you that great contest and that great giveaway on a weekly basis. And you need to give it up for the fine folks at Kielbasa brand sausage, because I know once you have tried their product, you are going to be unbelievably satisfied, because it is the best sausage and the official sausage of Tailgate Radio. When we come back, we're going to have Lowell Moore from whatafan.com, and he's going to talk to us all about his great organization. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, Tailgate Nation, do you love books but find that you never have time to read them? Well, audible.com has the perfect solution. Get audiobooks and listen to those books that you've been meaning to read while on the go, at the gym, during your commute, even on your way to the stadium for that next big tailgate party. Audible.com provides over 180,000 audio programs from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. Their app is free and works on iPhones, iPad, Android, and Windows Phone. You can also download and listen on your Kindle Fire and over 500 MP3 players. And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your books, so you can access them anytime, anywhere, right from your smartphone. Audible.com has the great listen guarantee. If you decide you don't like the book you chose, no worries. You can exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title anytime, no questions asked. Just recently, I was trying to track down a book from a friend of ours who's actually been on our show, Warren St. John, who wrote Rammer Jammer Yellowhammer, A Journey into the Heart of Fan Mania, a book about the University of Alabama's RV community that travels across the country week to week supporting the Crimson Tide. Guess what? It's available at audible.com. I picked it up, and I'm in the process of listening to it right now. And just for members of the Tailgate Nation, audible.com is offering a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Go to audible.com/tailgate today to start your free trial. Again, show your support for Tailgate Radio and get a free audiobook and 30-day trial at audible.com/tailgate.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
And welcome back, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here on Tailgate Radio. And I am super excited to have the executive producer and founder of the What a Fan Show, the Sports Fan Conference. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Mr. Lowell Moore. How you doing, Lowell?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited to be here, John. What a Fan is an organization that honors fans through our annual recognition award, our annual appreciation event, for their contributions to the sports industry. That's the simple answer of what we do.
How did you come up with this idea? Because I think everybody feels like the fan is an important part of a sporting event, but to actually take the next step and to create a recognition and a show around that is, man, that's pretty awesome coming from a sports fan. So how did that process come to you, and what made you think about it?
Well, I was working on the other side of it for a number of years, nearly 15 years. I was representing professional athletes. I had a marketing company that did all of their endorsements. We did all their appearances. We did their charitable alignments. We created some of their profits. We took care of all of their television appearances. Anything outside of their play on the field or on the court, we were responsible for. And as you travel around the country and you are going to games and setting up appearances for your clientele, you get a chance to see fans in up close and personal in several environments, in several cities, in all genres of sport. And after a while, you begin to look around and say, wow, you know, none of this is possible without these fans that are standing online for autographs, that are coming to see these players perform in their profession. And it kind of evolved from there. I would start to go to games, and instead of sitting in the stands networking with businesses that we were trying to do endorsements for, I would kind of be wandering around the stadium or arena, watching and meeting some of these fans. Some were longtime season ticket holders. Some were folks that saved up all year to go catch a sporting event at least once. Some were super fans that paint up and you know, bring a lot of attention to themselves. But the common denominator among all of them was the passion that they displayed, the devotion and the dedication for their team, and all of them showed it in a different way. And I thought that was remarkably interesting to me, because it seemed ageless, it seemed timeless, and it was something that I felt, you know, if I thought it was interesting to me, I thought it would be interesting to someone else, and that's how it began.
I'm here with Lowell Moore with WadaFan and WadaFan.com. So how did the process evolve from taking that concept into creating, if you go over to the website, you can see this over at WadaFan.com, but you have created a fan experience, a place where super fans and children and international fans and all types of sports fan, like you said, across all sports genres, to come together in one place, to be recognized. How do you take the leap from saying, hey, this is a great idea and I'm fascinated by it, to actually all the working parts, putting those together to make something like this happen?
Well, you know, I was fortunate. This whole deal started, you know, 16 years ago. And it began from that idea of looking around and seeing what I thought would be interesting. We turned it into a television show. We thought giving an insightful look into the lifestyle of sports fans would be interesting, because they are not just fanatical, crazy people. They are lawyers, doctors, hardworking men and women, their children, their elderly. And the differences among fans, which are obvious, again, the common denominator is that passion and the devotion and loyalty. So we thought turning it into a television show would be the best way to kick this thing off. So I actually paid for a pilot to be shot. Now, keep in mind, 16 years ago, they didn't have DSLRs and digital cameras and all the technology right that we have now, compact. It was a very costly, very expensive undertaking back then. And we shot it ourselves. Well, I hired, the gentleman I hired had won 16 Emmys at the time, and he produced a pilot for us. And we took that pilot and shot it. I was very fortunate to be in a position of recognition. I had a lot of high-profile clients. I knew a lot of studios and television execs. So we were able to get meetings with people and shop this project. We partnered with CBS back then, and unfortunately, the release date for the show, and they gave us 15 popular cities across the U.S., and 9/11 took place.
Mm.
And television after 9/11 was purely news, as it should be.
Right.
And we put the project on hold, but that's how it began. Now, fast forward several years later, about 5 years ago, I think it was, we brought What a Fan back to life. And I was amazed by that. I couldn't believe that this concept had not been realized yet, that no one had brought this out or tried to get it done. I was really surprised by that. And I think What a Fan was given to me to pursue and to get done, and I'm happy that it was. So 5 years, you know, ago, we brought it back to life. There's now social networks and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and digital this and digital that and compact cameras and all of these tools that we didn't have, you know, 16 years ago. And I was like, wow, this is great. So we kicked it off with a live podcast online from Universal City Walk Orlando. And we had tailgaters, NFL tailgaters. We were visiting online in real time every NFL stadium before the game. And that was amazing.
That is.
It was amazing. And we felt like a real network, only we were doing this over the internet. And we had people that would drive or fly into Orlando to be interviewed. We had a lot of celebrities come to be interviewed. And that's how we relaunched What a Fan with this live broadcast. And after that, we decided, you know what? There is no better time to launch the award show. And we should make a weekend out of it. It should be a weekend of appreciation for sports fans of all genres from around the world to come together, network, get to know each other, share stories, learn about each other and what they're doing in the community, and how we can galvanize that passion for something much bigger than us individually. And the highlight of that weekend would be the What a Fan Awards, the world's only recognition awards specifically for fans. And that's what we did.
What does it take to be recognized as a What a Fan?
Well, we have a nomination committee. There's a group of folks that follow fans all around the country and across the globe. We're fortunate that social networks provide that opportunity and videos and you know, fans fortunately like to get on blogs and you know, their social network and share their pictures and share their stories and share their passion and do a little trash talking as well. And we are able to track these people and follow these people. Some of the folks that we've been following, we have been following for 16 years. And having that base of the television show and the people that we were collectively brought together to interview was really good for us. So we find them in a variety of different ways. When we go to sporting events, we find them. Some of them log on to our website and nominate themselves through our submission form, and we get a chance to read all of that. We have nominees and winners that are now nominating other fans, and I've always wanted that to happen because I don't think anyone knows fans better than the fans that they're sitting next to, right? And that's how we find them, through our nomination committee, through social networks, through our website, and through the live events and sporting events that we attend all year long.
So those awards and that weekend is coming up pretty quickly. Can you tell us about that weekend, what the activities look like? What can you expect if you're a fan and you want to attend this year? Tell us about that.
Well, it's a really fun weekend. And it's going to be a little different this weekend. And the reason it's going to be different, we publicly made the announcement that we are moving the Sports Fan Conference and the award show to Los Angeles in 2016. So this is the last year that it will be held in Orlando, Florida. We are also in the middle of a five-year developmental plan. When we started the conference and the award show, I thought that it would take us 5 years to really tweak it, recognize how we're going to best promote it, how we're going to connect with fans, what are the things that will keep them coming back year to year, and that takes time to develop those answers to those questions. So this year, we're right in the middle of it. This is year three. And this year, we're going to do more workshops. We're going to be announcing the dates, because we're changing the dates in 2016. We're very excited about the new date and the new digs in Los Angeles. But we're going to put together a great appreciation event. We're going to do a nice tailgate function for fans. There will be several workshops talking about issues and things that go on in the sports industry that affect fans specifically and their pocketbook. We're going to talk about being part of a dialogue moving forward. We have an interesting situation where fans fuel most of the activities that take place in sports. Would you agree with that?
I would. And one of the things I would also agree with is I don't think there's ever been a time in sports where you have a closer connection to the athlete, because with the advent of Twitter and social media and things, you can actually have a conversation or critique or praise your favorite sports athlete, your favorite team, your favorite coach, or you can zing them. And I've seen, just this last week, I was watching a bit of a Twitter war between the president of the UFC, Dana White, and a fan that had like 60 followers. So it's really interesting to see how engaged athletes and fans can become now with all the social media platforms that exist out there. So yes, I would absolutely agree with you.
Exactly. So bringing these fans together for this weekend, not only are they're fun activities, tailgating activities, barbecues. The last 2 years, we had exhibits and exhibitors there, a car show. So there are a variety of different activities that are done. We can't wait to move it to Los Angeles, because it will open up some doors for us to do so much more. There are several studios there and shows there that we can incorporate fans into and make it beneficial for them. We have a number of contacts in that city because of the time spent there. So I'm very excited about that move. It will bring more recognition to the overall umbrella of What a Fan, which ultimately gives us more ability to bring recognition to sports fans.
Well, so before we go, can you give us the specifics of this year's event? Because I know that there will be a lot of members of the Tailgate Nation, especially in and around Orlando and Florida and throughout the Southeast, that would love to come and participate. Can you give us the details of how they can attend and be a part of this great event?
Absolutely. Well, this year's event is special because it is our last time in Orlando. So the fun thing is it's 100% free. The host hotel is the Rosen Center Hotel. They can check in. Friday evening we'll be doing a fun event for the fans that come in early. Saturday we'll be doing a big tailgate party at Turkey Lake Park in Orlando. Saturday evening we'll be doing an event at one of the sports bars here. And Sunday is the award show, and because we're filming the award show this year, we wanted an intimate location, so we took it into B.B. King's at Point Orlando, 8 p.m. Sunday, and it will be free to the general public.
Lowell, I wish you the very best. I am planning on being out there myself. How can they reach you if they have any questions about the event this year?
You can reach us through our website. It's whatafans.com or whatafanshow.com. Both will take you to the same place. And or you can email us at whatafan@gmail.com.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
Tailgate Nation, I want to tell you something I just did. I just downloaded the Fanley Sports app, and it is awesome. If you're looking for the quickest and most convenient way to keep up with your teams, you got to stop what you're doing right now and download the new sports app, Fanley. Fanley has more news from more sources than any other sports app in the world, and you're never going to miss what's going on with your teams. Other sports apps are noisy, and they show you stuff you're not interested in, but Fanley helps remove the clutter. Just add your favorite teams from any sport and get a personalized news feed for only the teams that you follow. There's literally no need for any other sports app. Fanley has all of your team's news, videos, scores, and tweets all in one place. You got to trust me on this, Tailgate Nation. Download the Fanley Sports app. That's Fanley, F-A-N-L-Y, from the App Store today. That's the Fanley Sports app.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank our very special guest, Lowell Moore from What a Fan, for coming in and talking to us. And you can check out more about his organization and his big awards show coming up next month in Orlando, Florida, over at whatafan.com or whatafanshow.com. And again, we want to thank him so much for giving us the 411 about his great organization. And, you know, from reaching out and hearing from you and the Tailgate Nation, I wouldn't be surprised if several of you are nominated for What a Fan Awards this year. And I've heard from several of you this week on social media, more than several, because some of you have entered our Kielbasa Brand Sausage Tailgate Club of the Week contest that's going to start in September. Keep those coming. We want to learn more about as many tailgate clubs as we possibly can so we can make this a fun giveaway for you and your tailgate club. Also, don't forget to go over to our website at tailgateradio.com. We've got a lot of great recipes and articles. We're going to be starting a blog, and pretty soon you're going to be able to check out our weekly blog over at our website. We're going to be talking about some topical things. We'll probably throw a little humor in there and also give you some great resources on top of everything else we're already doing as well. We're also going to be in the month of September, which, by the way, is National Tailgating Month. So those of you that are ready to really get your tailgate on, September is the greatest month in the year to do it because it's National Tailgating Month. And we're going to be coordinating that with a number of our friends in the world of tailgating, and we'll be telling you more about that as the next few weeks progress. But I am so excited that we've got so many new things happening at Tailgate Radio, and you are a part of everything we do. So if you have any great news or if you have any guest suggestions, just give us a shout. Let us know. We want to hear from you. This is your show. I am just the person that makes it come out to the world. And but it's you. It's the Tailgate Nation. It's the Tailgate fans. It's the sports fans. It's the people that love engaging in this type of lifestyle that makes this show all worthwhile. So as we always say here at Tailgate Radio, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch your asses on down the road. Tailgate Nation, I want to tell you something I just did. I just downloaded the Fanley Sports app, and it is awesome. If you're looking for the quickest and most convenient way to keep up with your teams, you've got to stop what you're doing right now and download the new sports app, Fanley. Fanley has more news from more sources than any other sports app in the world, and you're never going to miss what's going on with your teams. Other sports apps are noisy, and they show you stuff you're not interested in, but Fanley helps remove the clutter. Just add your favorite teams from any sport and get a personalized news feed for only the teams that you follow. There's literally no need for any other sports app. Fanley has all of your team's news, videos, scores, and tweets all in one place. You got to trust me on this, Tailgate Nation. Download the Fanley Sports app. That's Fanley, F-A-N-L-Y, from the App Store today. That's the Fanley Sports app.